The bridge was temporarily shut down in early June after inspectors found corroded gusset plates, the same sections that failed in last year's bridge collapse in Minneapolis. Christine Hernandez of the Minnesota Department of Transportation says currently they're restricting traffic to passenger vehicles and motorcycles. Hernandez says her department's aiming to have a contractor ready to start on the bridge by July 15th.
The total repair work will first include the gusset plates. The secondary priorities will then be the joint cleaning, bridge painting, and also sidewalk repairs. We're looking in the area of $2 to $3 million.
Hernandez says complete repairs to the bridge should be done by late summer or early fall, which will then allow large semi-trucks, buses, and pedestrians on the bridge. Winona Mayor Jerry Miller says he can't wait to get back to the regular flow of things again.
Especially before the harvest. Our dock here, which loads a lot of grain going down the river, I think about 25% of that comes from Wisconsin. That's a burden on them to get it here, and tourism in a way too. Buses used to come across there with people visiting that want to get into Wisconsin. You know, that's what we're suffering right now.
Currently, trucks and other heavy vehicles restricted from the bridge have to take a 65-mile detour. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.